This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, the goal of tyrants and dictators and oppressive governments is to gain power and then to stay in power. And the way they do this is by controlling information. The information available and who has access to it. Information is power. And tyrants use information to gain power. For a king or dictator, etc., to gain power and stay in control, they try to monopolize information. And throughout most of history, that was an easy task because there were few books and few people could read. There was no radio, no TV, no internet, or libraries, and for the vast majority of the Bible, the Quran, was the single source of information. And if it wasn't in the Bible, you didn't need to know it. The king, the caliph, would tell you what you needed to know, and that was it. That, of course, changed with the rise of modern society. Education and increased literacy. Printing of books, radio, and TV, and the internet provided information to billions of people. But tyrants and oppressive regimes still manage to control the information available to their citizens. State-sponsored media in countries like the Soviet Union, North Korea, China, Turkey, and Iran ensured the people heard only what the government allowed. All other information was labeled disinformation, and it was banned. Facts that made the government look bad, they were banned as dangerous misinformation. They were not allowed to be disseminated and became a crime to share. An example of facts are a crime is the Armenian and Christian massacre by Turkey during World War I. Over 1 million were killed in that genocide, yet in Turkey it's a crime to teach that Armenians were massacred. The fact that genocide occurred is suppressed, ignored, criminalized to the point where most Turks have never heard of it, or if they have, they call it disinformation. Same thing in North Korea, a country totally cut off from the outside world such that the people only know that what their government tells them. The old Soviet Union's leading paper was called Pravda. And they told Pravda, the Soviets told Pravda exactly what to publish, disinformation lies that was positive towards communism and misinformation, more lies about the United States and the West, all to keep the people ignorant of the truth. Here in the United States, we're quite smug about the information we have at our fingertips, knowing that our information isn't censored. I guess it depends on who you are. If you think that, if you believe that, you're quite naive and very quaint. Reminds me of a comment from a Chinese citizen when he asked, "You Americans actually believe your media?" Excellent observation in question form. He couldn't understand how Americans, seemingly intelligent, would still believe our media or government. If someone lies to you, time and time again, like Joe Biden, and you know they're lying, how or why would you continue to believe that person or that source of information? Leftists in America have long been enthralled with communists and tyrants and dictators, largely because those regimes control information and thus they control the people. The New York Times ran praise pieces of the Soviet Union under Stalin by journalists held spellbound by communism. Bernie Sanders loved communism so much that he honeymooned in 1988, no kidding, in the Soviet Union. Obama had a Chairman Mao Christmas ornament on the White House tree. You know, Obama praised Cuba in his 2016 visit to that communist nation. When Venezuela descended into a Marxist hellhole of poverty and corruption, American leftists adored Hugo Chavez. So it's no surprise that Biden and his Democrat regime would emulate communists and control information. Well, his newly formed Disinformation Governance Board, headed by Nina Jankowicz under the Department of Homeland Security, which, of course, all that has changed now. All that's changed now. They've already suspended it. Jankowicz is resigning. Think of it. The DGB. Does that sound Orwellian? Their goal was to attempt to eliminate disinformation by censoring and silencing opposing viewpoints by labeling them as misinformation. Jankowicz was perfect for that position. In October 2020, the New York Post ran a devastating factual article about Hunter Biden's laptop with emails that directly linked the Biden family, including Joe, to corruption in Ukraine and China. And Jankowicz tagged the article as disinformation while it was censored by Twitter, Facebook, and the New York Times and all other media. A 100% accurate and true story about Biden's corruption was completely silenced only weeks before the election. The only lie, the only misinformation was supplied by the establishment media when they lied about the true story. And now Biden and the Democrats have tried to formalize the process of silencing information they don't like by calling it disinformation, which means it can be censored and eliminated. Because after all, your government knows better than you when it's accurate or not. His leftist agenda will be advanced because it's truthful and accurate, which by definition means that any opposition is not truthful and will be silenced. You see how that works. The only problem is this is, once again, this is the Ash conformity experiment. And it's already fallen into a sinkhole. But how does this work? How does this actually get practiced, the Ash conformity experiment? When Anthony Fauci said that masks didn't prevent the spread of COVID and shouldn't be worn, if the DGB had been in existence, it would have silenced and censored all other points of view as disinformation. Then weeks later, when Fauci said we must wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID, the DGB would immediately go to the work to ensure the new mask must be worn narrative as the only information allowed. The narrative must be controlled, and it must not be pushed back against. Another example, you think there's a crisis at the border with thousands of illegals entering every day? That's wrong. Biden says there's no crisis. The border's under control, which means his message is allowed on Twitter while yours is censored and silenced as disinformation. To continue with disinformation that must be silenced, gas is at a record high price due to Biden's policies and war on petroleum. Biden claims spiking gas prices are due to Putin's invasion of Ukraine. His claim is a lie, but the DGB would have censored and silenced voices that oppose his narrative by labeling opposition as disinformation. But like I said, this is all fallen into the basement now. The DGB was completely un-American. It's anti-First Amendment, and of course it's illegal. And what are you going to do about it? You going to play Joe Biden? You going to call Senator Raphael Warnock or Senator John Ossoff or Representative Sanford Bishop or Stacey Abrams? Who are you going to call? They all agree with Biden 100% of the time. What about Merrick Garland, the Attorney General? DGB could only have been formed with his approval. If there's a single Democrat who disapproves of the Disinformation Governance Board at any level of government, in the media, or in Hollywood, they're not saying much. They're not saying anything. Now it turns out they don't have to. But up to this point, they censored themselves, which is exactly what the Dems want. They want to control information so they can stay in power. They're not interested just in gun control and letting people in and all this other stuff. They want complete and total control of your life. Look around. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hoosier.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came to the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Well, the data is clear, at least. There's no controlling that. Residents of Democrat-run states are fleeing at alarming rates. Many are choosing Republican-run states as their destinations of choice, and while it's not clear yet what that mass migration of left UGs means for the power of the blue and red states, one thing is clear. Leftist policy is failing in real time on a spectacular scale that this country has never seen before. Now, according to a new survey that studies the migration patterns of Americans within the United States, leftist-run New Jersey led the nation with 70% of all people involved in moves fleeing the Garden State, compared to just 30% who migrated in. Illinois, home of the crime-ridden leftist haven of Chicago, came in second with 67% of moves resulting in residents leaving the state and just 27% involving inbound moves. New York, another leftist hotbed, came in third on the list at total 63% of the movers kissed the Empire State goodbye. 37% decided to move in. Connecticut wasn't very much better. More than 60% of all moves were outbound, with just 39.9% were inbound. And rounding out the top five is California, with 60% of moves involving people leaving the state and just 40% involving inbound moves. Michigan, Massachusetts, and Louisiana come in 6th, 7th, and 8th, respectively, which gives Democrat-run states a clean sweep of the top eight outbound states. Ohio, 9th, and Nebraska, 10th, are the only Republican states in the top 10. So where are they going? Well, top 10 inbound states of 2021 were number 1, Vermont, blue. Number 2, South Dakota, red. Number 3, South Carolina, my state, red. Number 4, West Virginia, red. Number 5, Florida, red. Number 6, Alabama, red. Number 7, Tennessee, red. Number 8, Oregon, blue. Number 9, Idaho, red. Number 10, Rhode Island, blue. That means 7 out of the top 10 states they were moving to were red. And you want to know the truth? This is not a new trend. This mass exodus of refugees from leftist-run states has been happening for years. In 2020, the top inbound states were Idaho, Arizona, South Carolina, Tennessee, and North Carolina. The top outbound states were Illinois, New York, California, New Jersey, and Maryland. Now, remember this about these states. I'm talking with New York and all of these other places, the big city, the big population centers, they're losing people, too. And I don't know what that's going to mean in the long run. But this isn't a small blip on the radar. This is a monumental shift away from Democratic-run cities and states and to Republican-run destinations. Because red states have more to offer. In a leftist city, everything's becoming defined by high crime, homelessness, high drug use, poor education, and policies that prioritize feelings over facts, and residents are quickly growing sick of the ways in which their mayors, governors, and elected leaders refuse to alleviate these problems. So they're leaving. They're packing up and they're going. They're moving to red states that offer greater opportunity, safety, and freedom. U.S. House Minority Leader and California Representative Kevin McCarthy said it best in a February 2022 tweet when he wrote, "Americans want safe communities, good education options, and job opportunities. So they're fleeing leftist-led states like California and moving to freedom-first places like Florida. Washington can learn from the mayors who are leading the trend." Outside from the obvious reasons for migrating to Republican states like more relaxed COVID restrictions, lower crime, better education, more affordable real estate, more religious freedom, business opportunities they're also calling. California, the top marginal tax rate is 13.3. In Florida, there's no sales tax. And for someone in the top bracket making $1 million per year, that's a difference of $133,000. But even for middle-class folks, it's a savings of hundreds of dollars per month on top of lower property taxes, cheaper real estate, and an overall lower cost of living. in Florida, as well as other conservative states, professions like real estate are booming. You can get your Florida real estate license for less than $100, potentially paving the way for a solid six-figure income that includes ample opportunity for financial freedom. By contrast, a low six-figure income in California barely gives you enough money to buy a house. Now the question is it too late? The biggest problem with the leftists fleeing blue states is that most of them don't understand what's happening. They become disgusted by crime and homelessness and drug abuse and poor education and restrictive policies in their home states, and they want to move to red states where the conditions are better. But they don't understand. They fail to understand what's actually happening beneath the surface. And they don't realize that it's their voting habits that made their former blue state such a hellhole. And guess what? They want to bring their blue voting habit to their new red state. So in other words, they'll eventually turn their red states blue and then inevitably move to greener pastures again. They're like a virus. You like that? They're like a virus. These leftists do not understand that their votes keep these people in place, and then they split and they come to another state. And then they want to do it the same way they were doing it before. And then they do it the same way, and then it becomes what it was before. I don't know if it happens in their lifetime or whatever, but over time it does. And that's the problem. All of us should be terrified by these migration patterns if we're out there and we just believe in the Constitution and freedom and all these other fun things that makes this life worth living. And we probably won't really notice too much of it in the next couple of election cycles, but unless something changes, red states will slowly turn blue, and those migrational safe havens will cease to exist, or they will open up in other places. But I just don't see these states where they're leaving. I don't see them going saying, maybe this was a bad idea, all this gun control, all of us letting this in here, you know, giving out needles to the heroin addicts. Allowing feces all over our sidewalks. Maybe that was a bad idea. What should we do? I don't know. We need to put more money into it, I think. Yeah, more money. That sounds good. Let's raise the marginal tax rate on these, on that 1%. You know, they can afford to spend more. I know. Isn't it good that we're exempt from those laws? It is. I really do appreciate that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
Mortgage demand is plummeting in the U.S. Mortgage applications to purchase a home dropped 12% on a weekly basis and are down 15% compared with the same week 1 year ago. Joel Kahn with the Mortgage Bankers Association spoke to Fox Business.
What we have is housing prices that keep going up because the supply is way too low compared to the number of people who want to buy homes. If you compound that with the fact that interest rates keep going up, the cost of a monthly mortgage, if you're just buying the house that you thought 2 years ago you were going to purchase, it may not be affordable right now. So, you know, the market has to kind of find an equilibrium. The challenge is that this is all happening so quickly.
Since the start of this year, rates have jumped 2%, the fastest pace of growth since May of 1994. And ex-Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News. The state agency in New York has filed an administrative complaint against Amazon. It alleges the e-commerce giant discriminated against pregnant and disabled workers by denying reasonable accommodations and forcing them to take unpaid leave. The complaint alleges the retailer's policy allows on-site managers to override the consultant's recommendations, leading to denials in the worker requests. Tennessee's highest court ruled Republican Governor Bill Lee's school voucher program does not violate the state's constitution. The Tennessee Supreme Court ruled 3-2 on Wednesday. Its decision overturned several lower court rulings that had previously determined the program violated the Tennessee Constitution's home rule. That rule says the legislature cannot pass measures singling out individual counties without local support. Under the law, the voucher program would apply only to Nashville and Shelby County. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion was brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Dementia sloughs away all the nuances of personality, leaving behind and magnifying a few core traits. Joe Biden has a documented history of being dumb, self-centered, and mean, so those traits are now... They're now worse now that Joe continues to slide into dementia, I guess. Or would we say that he's all the way in dementia? I leave that to you. Add in his neo-Marxism and the result of someone who goes to Buffalo, where a mentally ill man slaughtered 10 innocent people. And Biden, instead of trying to heal wounds, spouts falsehoods and calumnies to score political points. At Fort Campbell, Kentucky, there's a Fort Campbell 101st Airborne Division Museum. And in that museum, there is a memorial to 250-plus soldiers that died coming back from Gander, Newfoundland, or where it crashed in Gander, Newfoundland, on their way back from the Sinai peacekeeping mission that was in place at the time. And when that happened, when they had the memorial service at Fort Campbell, President Reagan came to Fort Campbell, and he went to each family member and cried with them. He went there trying to give comfort. He went there trying to show gratitude of a grateful nation for warriors who went where nobody wanted to go and who died coming home. He didn't get out there trying to score any points. He didn't get out there to spout any falsehoods. The speech in Buffalo was vintage Biden's, squinting at the teleprompter, weird inflections, untethered to the content of his words, clown-like grimaces, and a generally creepy voice. It'd be easier to read the transcript, and I'm not going to do that. Biden copies his mentor, Barack Obama, by making sure he's the central topic of any speech. For example, he explained that when he called Kathy Hochul asking for permission to visit her state, she said, "This is a big Scranton. Get it? Biden's from Scranton." And as he always does, Biden drags in his own family tragedy, saying, "We know a little bit about what it's like to lose a piece of your soul when you lose a son, a daughter, a husband, a wife, a mother, a father." And it's certainly true that Biden has had his fair share of loss. He lost his wife and daughter in 1972, and his son, Beau, in 2015. But Joe brings them up obsessively to the point to where you lose any sense of his personal tragedy, and you only hear me, me, me. That was especially true when Biden used Beau as a shield to deflect attention from the troops who died during his disgraceful Afghanistan pullout. Where Biden veered into loathsomeness is when he decided that an appearance just a few days after a terrible mass murder would be the perfect opportunity to score political points. And in this context, it is important to note that Biden, to date, has ignored most mass shootings. And there have been many of late, possibly because of the left's COVID response and racism has broken apart America's social fabric and further weakened damaged personalities. To merit his attention, the narrative requires a requisite crazy white person killing non-white people. The innumerable black, Hispanic, and Asian mass shooters do not exist in Biden's narrow ideological framework. But Biden knew what had happened in Buffalo. The shooting, he said, was domestic terrorism. Violence inflicted in the service of hate. And a vicious thirst for power that defines one group of people being inherently inferior to any other group. And he also knew where to place the blame on those evil people who've been saying that individuals will be replaced. That's the word, replaced by other, the other, by people who don't look like them and who are therefore in a perverse ideology that they possess and being fed lesser beings. And these evil people are, of course, white supremacists. On this, on the White House website, the title, the transcript of his statement has Biden calling on all Americans to condemn white supremacy. Well, I you know what I condemn? I condemn violence against civilians, against innocents. I don't care what they look like. I don't care how old they are. I don't care where they come from. I don't care about their melanin. I care about their innocence. Going someplace where you are going to be in harm's way is a voluntary thing. You should not have to worry about that, of all places, at a grocery store. And yet this continues to happen. Tucker Carlson gave a good rundown of this replacement statement from Biden, showing both that Biden is referring to conservatives and the replacement theory is a purely leftist construct with Joe himself on board. And the truth is that outside of Democrat-heavy areas, true Americans don't care about race and color. They care about values and push back through elections and cultural campaigns against Marxists of any color, pushing aside traditional constitutional value. But for one murderous, cat-killing crazy boy, well, it got under his skin to hear Democrats promise to do away with him. The zeitgeist always gets to the crazy ones first. For Biden, though, the answer is censorship. You can't prevent people from being radicalized to violence, but we can address the relentless exploitation of the Internet to recruit and mobilize terrorism. Additionally, he wants to come for your guns, of course. We can keep assault weapons off our streets. We've done it before. I did it when we passed the crime bill last time, and violence went down. Shootings went down. In fact, so-called assault weapons, presumably the AR-15 style, are rarely involved in murder, and when they are banned, homicide rates are unaffected because most people are killed with handguns. More than that, though, we know the Buffalo shooter chose his target because of New York's hostility to concealed carry. He picked a location that was, for him, the equivalent of shooting fish in a barrel. He knew he would be able to kill at will because no one would oppose him. When people are allowed to carry weapons for defense, there are no mass shootings. Or they're disrupted really quickly, like the Clackamas Mall in Oregon. But some people may die, but the shooter's always stopped before they can rack up the high number. I'm not disappointed in Biden's speech. It was everything I expected it to be. Self-centered, erroneous, politicized, and mean-spirited. It was another showcase to where the dementia and the Marxism can mix and bring to you this complete minutia that has nothing to do with what happened that day. Nothing to do with what happened that day. Those poor people in that grocery store. And that's what they were. They were just people. Oh, Bill, but they were black people. No, they're people first. If you're going to get out there and make race a thing, okay, I get you. But those poor people in that grocery store did not deserve to be slaughtered by a maniac. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Senate Democrats recently voted in favor of a bill that would have legalized abortion nationwide for all 9 months of pregnancy, right up to the very moment of birth, if necessary. This was called the Women's Health Protection Act. It received support from 49 of the 50 non-Republicans in the Senate, though it ultimately failed to succeed. The bill would have given health care providers the right to provide abortion services with very few requirements or limitations. In fact, according to the WHPA text, healthcare providers would have been given the green light to perform abortions without a prohibition on abortion at any point or points in time prior to fetal viability, or a requirement that a patient seeking abortion services at any point or points in time prior to fetal viability disclose the patient's reason or reasons for seeking abortion services. You don't have a good reason, no problem. No inhibitions, no prohibitions. You can just change your mind. Measure would remove protections for religious liberty, thereby going against the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which would have been unprecedented, as pro-choice Maine Republican Susan Collins' office noted in a statement saying, Congress has never before adopted legislation that contains an exemption to this religious liberty law. Now, the problem with Susan Collins and her entire office is they fail to realize that Democrats don't care about religious liberty of others. They despise both religion and liberty as practiced and enjoyed by those with traditional values. Moreover, their religion, the one true religion, according to them, holds baby killing to be a sacrament. Abortion trumps baptism, and it renders it unnecessary. So why would you limit abortion to the roughly 9 months of pregnancy, or even to the few short hours after birth? Why would you not permit afterbirth abortions for a week, a month, or a year after a fetus has exited a birthing person's womb? Or a decade? What a great defense this would provide for a person on trial for murder. May it please the jury, I just solemnly state that I did not murder those three people. I was just exercising my right to afterbirth abortions. The interesting thing here is the Democrats have a concurrent desire to lower the voting age. And, you know, you could expect them to soon realize that they could combine the two issues in an effort to further solidify their power. They could raise the age of legal afterbirth abortions to coincide with a new legal age to vote. A twofer, if you would. It would be a progressive Democrat's dream if they could abort children until they were, say, 9 years old, at which time they would be legally allowed to vote for the Democrats, of course. Only a racist, sexist, knuckle-dragging, ultra-MAGA bigot could be opposed to that. They would shout. Democrats' policies are killing the economy, they're strangling free speech, obliterating life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for countless millions, and extinguishing hope. They're pregnant with malice and evil, and they need to be aborted themselves. I got a question for you, and this is the thing that I'm looking forward to in 2023. I want to see if the conservatives are going to fight back against the violence of the left. The Democratic Party, they're using tactics that put many people in fear of physical assault or damage to their property. And this became clear during the Trump presidency when proud Americans were beaten up in public for wearing hats supporting him. Viral videos of hats being snatched from the heads of people in restaurants and shopping malls or just walking along a street became common. Did we ever think the time would come when people wearing caps that read, "Make America Great Again," would be subject to vicious attacks? Contrarily, those who displayed support for Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Al Sharpton, even Fidel Castro, would have no fear of reprisal for wearing political apparel. You know, I see people getting reminded all the time, don't wear that hat. Especially if you're in New York. You might be... One guy that went to a family get together at East Hampton, a conservative, he was an anomaly in a very ultra-leftist community. And they were all preparing to take a walk along the well-manicured sidewalk of the exclusive shopping area of town. He asked if it would be out of place to wear his cap. Now, they didn't think that his life was going to be at risk, but they thought he'd probably get some looks. And there was also a chance that somebody might do more than glance disapprovingly. So he was about to abandon the idea in order to avoid controversy during such a happy, fun-filled week. Two of his nephews spoke up and said, "Uncle Bob, if you want to wear the hat, just do it because we'll be walking alongside of you." These two young men, Alan and Louie, two of the biggest, toughest, most muscular guys you'd ever want on your side in a fight, were telling their uncle that they would handle any nattering naboobs of negativism who might imperil the innocuous shopping spree. So here he's got a couple of black belt karate overachievers flanking me, so he strode down the center street wearing a message seldom seen in that radical left stronghold. And no, he did get some startled looks. But, you know, it was indicative of the level of shock you would encounter if a UFO landed in the middle of the street. But he couldn't have gotten more contemptuous expressions in that citadel of aristocracy if he had been wearing a sandwich board and read, "Greasy Joe's Diner opening soon." And the point of that little anecdote is we're no longer the bastion of free speech. You are literally risking serious injury or death because of opinions that during a saner time in our history you could freely express. And on social media, you're being constantly warned against criticism of radical causes. If you say the wrong thing, according to the leftist censors, you will be punished. Look at what's happening to the Supreme Court justices now. And this is happening despite the fact that it's against the law. U.S. Code 1507 states that any individual who pickets or parades with the intent of interfering with, obstructing, or impeding the administration of justice, or with the intent of influencing any judge, juror, witness, or court officer near a U.S. court or near a building, will be fined or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. So, knowing that they're going there, like there's nothing going to happen to them at all, we can readily observe the crazy left is unconcerned about law. And And since they know the Biden administration is not likely to enforce the law, inasmuch as their political base is largely made up of these lawbreakers. And add to the fact that many Republicans are reluctant to pound the lectern in favor of incarcerating those who give the middle finger to the Constitution. And we're staring chaos in the face. So how much bullying are we going to take from these nihilist leftists? How much are we going to take before we fight back? And the only action that prevents bullying is the intestinal fortitude and strength of character to take a stand against it. Like those nephews who walk beside their uncle. This is how you short-circuit any risk of personal injury. This is why I'm a gun carrier. This is why I'm going back and I'm going to learn some more hand-to-hand combat. Even at my advancing age of 61, I'm going back. Because I'm not going to be intimidated and I'm not going to be bullied. And I'm not going to be hurt or killed because of my political belief. Before that happens, I will cripple someone. Before that happens. It is not my goal, it's not my desire. And if they cross that plane, well, it isn't like I didn't put it out beforehand. So, I'm looking for that polite society that, you know, we should all be living in. Hour number three is inbound. When we get back, we're going to talk about a general who's worse than Mark Milley. Yeah. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.